Okay, today's daf is Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Gimel, 103. We are continuing our travels through Perek Chelek. And yesterday we discussed Yeravam and a couple of the other personalities that did some certain Averis, Achav and Omri. He did some mitzvahs too. At the end we spoke about Achaziah. I don't know if I was clear. The pashas of the pasuk is that the last line we read was that it was Achaziahu that was Kodeh the Askaris. It wasn't Nafka Achav. That's what the simple reading of the pasuk is. But we continue with Menashe. Menashe, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Six lines up in the bottom, last word. Menashe. So why was Menashe was also one of the terrible kings? So what did he do? Shenosha ka. That he forgot Hashem. Nosha is from the Lashon of forgetting. Kinashani Elokim es Kalamali. That's why he was called Menashe in the Torah. Hashem helped him forget all of the pain. So either he himself forgot, Davar Acher Menashe, Shehinshi es Yisrael, Laviyim Shemashemayim. He caused Bnei Yisrael to forget Kadosh Baruch Hu. So either of those interpretations, either he himself, or he caused Bnei Yisrael to forget. Uminala and Delo Asi La'amada. See, and how do you know he is not coming to Olam Haba? Dechsiv, Bechdem Esreshana Menashe Bemolcho, Ubechamishim Vechameshana Malach Birushalayim. He was king at age 12, and he ruled for 55 years. Very long, the Malchus. Vayas Ashera, B'kasher Asa, Achav, Melech Yisrael. And he continued the path, and he did Avodah Zarah. Ma Achav, Ein Lo Chelek Olam Haba, Af Menashe Ein Lo Chelek Olam Haba. So you get the pasuk compares him to Achav, just like Achav doesn't have any Olam Haba, so too, he doesn't have any Olam Haba. Okay, that's finishing up with Menashe. That was the Tanakhama. So the Tanakhama said, when you talk about the four kings that don't have Olam Haba, so the Tanakhama holds the four kings of Yeravam, Achav, the three kings that don't have Olam Haba, three and the four. The three that don't have is Yeravam, Achav, and Menashe. But then Rabbi Yehuda came along and says he thinks that Menashe has Olam Haba. He has Olam Haba. Where does he have Olam Haba? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Menashe Yish Lachel Olam Haba. Shneemar V'Yispalal Menashe El Hashem V'Yaser Lo V'Chulu, as the Mishnah quoted. Omer Rabbi Yochanan V'Shnei Mikradecha Darshu. Really, both the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda, who argue about whether Menashe has Olam Haba, right? So are the Machlok is a Metzius? No, this starts off as a Machlok as in Darshaning a Pasuk. It's not a Machlok as a Metzius. The effects, the application is that, okay, we end up having a machlokas in what happened, because obviously there's no nafkamina. I mean, maybe there is a nafkamina in terms of how inspiring Menashe could be for a model for tshuva, as we'll Be'ez Hashem talk about. But it starts off as a machlokas in darshing the pasuk. Ushtei mikor echa darshi. They both darshing the same pasuk. Shneemar, unus atem leza'ava lechomam lechos ha'aretz. I will place you as a zava, as a shaking, as a shuddering for all the malchus of the aretz. Biglal Menashe ben Yechizkiyahu. Because of Menashe is going to make everybody shake. So why is he going to make everybody shake? So mar savar biglal Menashe shasa tshuva. Ve'inu lo avid. So Rabbi Yehuda holds that everybody's going to shake because they saw that even Menashe could do tshuva. Even Menashe at the end of his life, and they didn't do it. So he was worse off than everybody else. So that's going to make them shake because they didn't learn from his model. Umar Savar, and the Chachamim hold, no, Biglal Menashe do avar tshuva. They're going to shake because they're going to look at what he did, and they're going to be Nimshach Acharav, as Rashi says. Yeah, the Gemara in Brachis, referred to I think yesterday, Dav Yud, where Chizkiyahu HaMelech said he was on his deathbed, Yishayahu HaNavi comes to visit him, and he says, I don't want to have any more children. He says, why do you want to have any more children? He says, why? I mean, Hashem is not going to give you Olam Haba. He says, why not? Because you weren't also prepared for your Yerivya. But I see Baruch HaKodesh, and I'm going to have a Menashe. So he says, what's up to you is what's in your power. But b'hadi kafshi rechman alam alach, whatever the hidden things of Hashem is beyond you. So maybe, I don't know, is that Gemara assuming like the opinion that he did not do tshuva? L'chorek, because if he did, unless you say, even a life of rishus with tshuva at the end of his life, Chizkiyahu didn't want that type of son. So not, the Gemara does not link it to either of these opinions, but it definitely works out better according to the opinion that he did not do tshuva. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, top line. Kol ha'omer Menashe ein lo chelek olam haba, marpe yedeim shal ba'alei tshuva. Rabbi Yochanan, even though he doesn't say beferish, the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, he says if you say that Menashe did not get Olam Haba, and you emphasize it and you publicize it, so then you are weakening the hands of the Baalei Tshuva, because he would be a great model. Detani Tana Kamed Rabbi Yochanan, Menashe Asa Tshuva, Shloshim V'Shaloshanim. Menashe did Tshuva for the last 33 years of his life. Dechsev, because the pasuk we said read before, Ben Shtei Mesrei Shana Menashe B'Malcho, he was 12 years old, V'chamishim V'chamish Shana Malach B'Yerushalayim, and he ruled for 55 years, V'ya'as Asherah Kasher Asa Achav, Malach Yisrael, and he did just like Achav did. So, Kama Malach Achav, how long did Achav rule? Asher V'tartishnin, 22 years. So, we think that Menashe did bad like Achav did bad. So he did bad the same number of years, 22 years. Menashe kama malach, chamisha v'chamish. Right, he ruled for 55 years. Dami na'yu esu v'tarati. Take out 22 that he was bad for, like Achav. So what was left? Pashu l'hu t'lasin v'tlas. So 33 was left, and those were the years that he wasn't like Achav, that he must have done tshuva. He did tshuva. And continuing, Rabbi Yochanan has all these chazals related to Achav. Amr Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, May Dechsev Vayishma Elav Vayechater Lo. What does it mean that Hashem listened to him? Vayechater Lo. Right, in our gear, so we have Vayechater. If you look on the side, it points out that there is no word. It's not a Kri and Ksiv. A number of times in the we see that the Gemara had Kri and Ksivs, and we don't. We don't have Kri and Ksiv. So on the side, the Pasuk says Vayechater. Right, maybe not clear exactly where there's a pasuk in Divrei Hayamim that has it. Right, we had earlier in the Masechta. But earlier, I was just looking it over. Earlier in the Masechta, we had another time where we had a where it said on Daf Chaf and Aleph back at the beginning, where it talks about the when the Am came to David HaMelech to be console him after Avner was killed. So the Gemara there says. The Yavakal Am Lahavros says David. Ksiv Lahachros, Vakarina Lahavros. It starts with Lahachros because they came because they suspected David as having something to do with the killing of Avner. And at the end they realized that he didn't have anything to do with it. So there the Gemara says, it says Lahachros, we need Lahavros. So it says on the side, Bukala Svarb Shilofanenu, Lo Nimsa Shum Krivaksiv, Vayan Vashakasala Kamon, Daf Kuv Gimel. Right here. So sometimes you have that. Sometimes you have Kri and Ksiv that the Gemara alludes to that we don't. So that's one. Daf Chaf and Aleph, and right here, Daf Kuv Gimel. Okay. So, the Gemara is another one. So, what does it mean that Hashem heard him and Vayechater? Vayechater lami bayli. It should be that Hashem listened to him. Listen to him. Asar, ayin tafresh. Where does that come from? So the Gemara says elsewhere that just like atar is a pitchfork. Just like a pitchfork moves straw from one place to another place, so to the tefillos of tzaddikim can move gzeiras from one place to another place. So that's asar. So it should say ve'asar lami boyelei. So malamed she'asar. Why did it say ve'yechater? At least according to the Mesorah, she'asar laKadosh Baruch Hu kamin machteres berakia. Hashem made a machteres, a chatira, a tunnel in the heavens, kedei lakablo b'tshuva b'bnei midas hadin. To accept the tshuva, why do you have to do that? Because of midas hadin. Midas hadin was screaming, don't accept it, don't accept it. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to make a special chatira underground to smuggle in the tefillah of Menashe. Smuggle in the tefillah of Menashe. So this is based on Yerushalmi. The whole version is not here in the Bavli, but it's based on the Yerushalmi, which we alluded to yesterday, but I'll read it inside now. Yerushalmi says right here, in Perek Yud, because Yerushalmi has the Parakim like the Mishnais, it has Chelek as Perek Yud. So Perek Yud, Halacha Gimel. So it talks about how Menashe was Bitzaris at the end of his life. So he says, Kivan Sheratz Shetzaraso Tzara. Once he saw that things were not going too well, Lohiniach Avodizara Ba'olam Shalom Hiskira. He dove into every one of his gods. Not such a great tzaddik. He dived into every one of his gods. Kivan shalo ho'elo klum. Since he saw that none of them were helping, Omar, he said to himself, Zocharani shahaya avim makre osi as a pasuk hazeh. I remember my father used to read me this pasuk before I went to sleep at night. Beveis haknesses. Oh, in shul. Batzalacha umitzaucha kol advar ma'ela b'achras hayamim v'shavtad Hashem alokecha. His father was Chizkiyahu HaMelech. Right? So he said, I remember the pasuk from Dvarim, that when it starts for you, return to Hashem, v'shamata b'kolo, ki kel rachum Hashem alokecha, lo yarpecha v'lo yashvisecha. I remember that pasuk, v'lishka chizbisa v'secha, etc. Hare ani korei oso, says Menashe, you know what? I'm going to say that pasuk. Im one osi mutaf, v'im lav hakol afye shavin. The answer to me, great. If not, he's just like all the other gods. Right? That's Menashe. Right? These were the Amek. Emek, right? The three people who davened that alila with Hashem. So Menashe, what is Hashem supposed to do? V'hayu malachei ashares misatmin es achalonos. It's beautiful imagery. The malachim are closing up the windows in Shemayim. Shlotala tefilaso shel Menashe l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's like all the windows of the Shvatim, they were busy closing the windows quickly. Don't let it in. Don't let it in. So Malachim didn't want to let it in. It's Midas Adin. Amar Lahan, Hashem says, "Im eini mekabel b'tshuva, hare ani noel as adeles b'fnei kol ba'alei tshuva." People aren't going to realize quantity, quality. They're just going to say, "Oh, he couldn't do tshuva." So ma aso Hakadosh Baruch Hu chater lo chatira mitachas kisei akavit shelo v'shama tichinaso hadu d'chsev ispala lo v'yasalo v'yishma tichinaso. Right, and that is the language of the Yerushalmi right here. Very vivid imagery. So, what does this Gemara prove, by the way, that Hakadosh Baruch Hu accepts this tshuva? This relates to a concept that we've discussed in the past, and that is tshuva is me'ala teva. Tshuva is not something that we understand. Tshuva is lamala. That's what the Gemara means in Pesachim and Daf Nun Dalet, where the Gemara says there were seven items that were created before the world was created. Torah, Gan Eden, Gehenim, Kisei HaKavod, Shmo Shel Mashiach, but also in there is tshuva. Tshuva was created before the world was created, because tshuva is lamala me'ala teva. Tshuva is not based on this world. Right, the Rav Soloveitchik writes in Yemezi Karon, in one of his articles, he writes that in the natural world, you can't change the past once something occurs. But olam afizi, ef shalava tel meikar mashanasa biavar, elamashanasa asui, chokasibitiot, shal siba umisovev hatavua beteva, moneazos lachalutin. If you do a cause, it's going to have an effect. Right, there are certain laws and regulations of the natural world. Based on the pasuk in Kohelet, you can't stop rain clouds from raining. If a person throws a stone in one direction, you want it to go one way and the other way, you can't change it. You can't change it after you shoot an arrow. You can't change it, that's it. So, but v'hu'lam, that's only in the physical realm. B'merchavei olamo haruchani v'nafsho shel adam, b'dvarim shebino lovein ha'makom, yitkenu shinuyim ba'avar. It's possible. Ba'olam zeh, yachol adam l'shanos ma'isim shenasu l'fnei zman rav, v'lafo chaferis l'mitzvus. Minhagim psulim l'kochos constructivim. L'saki nefesh Mimur meres, rebellious, poshaas, umuluchleches, ulahafchon lishiyut, tzacha ubihira. You have that power, right? It's out of this world. That's what it means. That's what the Chodesh Baruch Hu was doing here. The Malachim said, no way, what are you doing? Only even the Malachim didn't understand it. Even the Malachim, only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This also answers the question that the Nodeh Yehuda asks, that we have referred to at one time or another. The Nodeh Yehuda in Madura Kama and Simon Lamed Hei, where the Nodeh Yehuda asks, why isn't there tshuva for Chayvei Mises Bezdin? Right? Somebody kills somebody, somebody does Bechal, somebody's Bechal Shabbos. So Bechal Shabbos bemazed, and he got Hasra, and he said Afal Pikein, then he runs away. He runs away, and the next 20 years, he's Chozer B'tshuva, he becomes the Gadol Hador, and he's leading Klal Yisrael, and he's doing amazing things, and everybody loves him, and all of a sudden the Eidim finally get their act together to come to court. And they come to court, and they bring this guy to court. And there's no statute of limitations in Halacha. And they go through the whole process, and he's Chayim Misa. You know what? We put the Gadol Hador to death. Ask another Behuda, why? Why isn't there tshuva for Chayvei Mises Bezdin? Right? So the Nodeh Behuda himself says, because society can't function that way. Because the person will always know that they'll have in the back of their mind, they'll be able to do tshuva. The whole purpose of the Chayvei Mises Bezdin is to be a deterrent. It won't be a deterrent if you know you can get out of it. That's the Nodeh Behuda's answer. Other answers, the Maharal, the Chida says, in one of his Sfarim, he says, no, because you never really know if you really did tshuva inside. Only Hashem knows what's going on inside of a person. Right? You never really know. But the Nodeh Yehuda gives two other reasons. The first reason is that Bezdin never gives rewards for good things. It's like the cops. A cop never pulls us over and says, that was a great right turn. Here's $50. Right? It never happened. Right? They don't give citations for driving nicely. Right? So, but they only give punishments if I do something wrong. So too with Bezdin Shel Mata. Bezdin Shel Mata is only there to to prevent people from doing bad things, but not to give rewards for doing good things. That's one. But then the Maharal writes also, furthermore, in Netiv HaShuva, are pshat. Because shuv is me'ala teva. Bezek can only function with logic. This is not logical. Even the Malachim didn't understand it, as we just read the Yerushalmi. So therefore, it can't be that Bezdin is would act based on tshuva. Again, the third answer I didn't flesh it out was that tshuva is a mitzvah asay, so Bezek can't give a reward and act based on a mitzvah asay. Okay, so that was all related. One final point. I saw last night and then related, and that's a slon of a Rebbe. This is for the Parsha Shir. Next year, you have to remember it. A Parsha's bow. Slon of a Rebbe asks, famous Kasha, Hashem hardened Paro's heart. He hardened Paro's heart, so how in the world was he able to do tshuva? Moshe's going to him, I'm going to harden you, I'll let the Jews go. Let me let the Jews go. His heart was hardened by God. Right? How did he expect it to do tshuva? So says the deceiver Shalom that sometimes, think about the physical world, sometimes a person is in an extreme situation and he will be able to muster certain powers that he has that he normally will not be able to muster. It's impossible to muster. I remember an English teacher of mine telling me in elementary school, giving an example of this. He says, one time, one of his kids or somebody, somebody's toe got stuck under a car somehow. So got stuck under a car, started screaming under a car. And he says, I wouldn't be able to move a car. He says, I'm not. He says, but at that moment, although he was in such a state, he pushed the car. Moved the car. You can't do it. You can't move a car logically. Sometimes when somebody is in an extreme state, somebody's by the hospital, whatever it is, they do something that's so unusual. He said you hear stories on the news sometimes about somebody, Rahman al-Islam, who fell off a boat or something, and they stay, they hold on to a log, on a piece of wood for days. That's not humanly possible. The answer is sometimes when somebody has to act in the physical realm, we know that there are stories that beyond human, understanding, it happens. These kochos me'al tivim come out. So says the Nesiv HaShalom, so too in the ruchnius world. So in the ruchnius world, even though it doesn't make sense, but really there still is bechira chashis. If he could go beyond, if he realized the state, just like Menashe did, says the Son of Rebbe, that's what Paro still had that opportunity. Yes, like the Rambam writes in Hilchos Teshuva, a person does something so bad that he loses his bechira, but you still have this level of me'ala teva, in order to try to do it. He didn't take advantage of it. Same thing with Elisha. What does the Gemara say in Chagiga? A baskel goes out, everybody can do tshuva chutz me'acher, he can't do tshuva. Does that mean he's finished? No. He could have mustered this power also, like Menashe did. That's what Paro could have done, that's what Acher could have done. They had to lose the natural channels, because that was their punishment. But they still had this me'al hateva, and then he quotes at the end beautifully. He says maybe that was all you see as Mitzrayim, because b'derech hateva we didn't merit. We were on the 49th level of tumah, etc. But says the Nesiv HaShalom in the first piece in Parshas Bo, that's what that's what Menashe teaches us. Okay, that was the Yerushalmi and the other Makaros and the Slonim HaRebbe. It's got to remind me of Parshas Bo. Next piece. The Yomer Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan continues. Since we quoted one statement of Rabbi Yochanan in the name of Shema Yochai, so we quote a couple more. My dechsib bereishis mamlechus Yehoyakim ben Yoshio. V'ksib bereishis mamlechus Sidkiyo. In the beginning of the time of Yehoyakim, in the beginning of the time of Sidkiyo, why is the word bereishis used here? It's the only two times in Tanakh where bereishis is used besides bereishis. Right, so why is it used here? Especially in Sidkiyo, this wasn't even the beginning of Sidkiyo's reign. There were no malachim before this. It means Bereishis. Hashem wanted to put the world back to Bereishis because of the terrible actions of Yehoyakim. What happened? Hashem looked at the door of Yehoyakim, and some of them were tzaddikim, and therefore he did not destroy the world. So the generation saved it. Why? Because at that point, the Chayrish and the Masker, the first stage of the Gaulas didn't happen yet, so they were still in Yerushalayim, so therefore the door saved the king. And then the opposite. Hashem wanted to return the world to Bereishis, to Tov Avohu, because of Tzidkiyahu, because of the door of Tzidkiyahu, who were Rishayim. Right, by this time, there were only very few people left in Eretz Yisrael. They all went to Golus already. Nistakel, but Tzidkiyahu, v'niskara daito. Hashem looked at Tzidkiyahu, who was righteous, and his das was calm. Again, at the end, he did not give in to Bavel. He might have done certain things wrong, but still he was a tzaddik. As I just said, that's at the end. He could have been moched. He could have done more to save the generation, and he didn't. But he himself wasn't so bad. And that's why Hashem did not put the world back. Continue. What does the following pasuk mean? Ish chacham nishpat es ish evil. A wise man will judge a foolish man. V'ragaz v'sachak v'einachas. V'ragaz, he'll fight with him. V'sachak, or he'll play with him. V'einachas, and there won't be, Rashi says, yira. There won't be fear. What does this mean? It's an allusion to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ka'as yal achaz b'nasat b'yad malchei damesek. I got angry at Achaz. That means I'm going to, the wise man, Kaviyachal Hashem, is going to do judgment with the foolish man, meaning these foolish kings, with Achaz. Zibach, and what did he do? After I gave him over as into the hands, he lost the war, he started sacrificing to their gods. Zibach v'kiter le'elohayim. He started sacrificing to their gods. Shenemar v'yizbach le'elohay darmesek. Hamakim bo. The dafka, the nation that's hitting him, he started sacrificing to their gods. Vayomer ki Elohei malchei Aram hei mazrimotam. Oh, must be these other gods that helped them win the war. So he starts worshiping to them. Lahem azaveach vayazruni, they'll help me. Vehem ha'yu lo lahach shilo ulakal Yisrael. So Hashem says, no matter what I do to these kings, if I push them down or if I give them, you know, if I have them defeated in a war, I have them win wars. They don't turn to me. So that's the two lashonos. Number one, Varagaz, that was what he did to Achaz. And now the opposite, Sachakti Emamatzia, V'nasati Malchi Edom Biyadu. I gave over Malchi Edom in his hand, Hevi Elohehem, Hishtach Velohem. So he too brought their gods, whether they win or lose. Shenemar vayhi acharei bo amatzia meyakosas adumim vayovei es Elohei b'nei seir vayamidim lo leelohayim leelohim v'lefnehem yishtachaveh v'lohem yikater. So they started worshiping all of these gods. Amar of Papa, Hayinu d'amri inchi, this is what Rav Papa means to say. What people, Rav Papa says, this is what people say. Bachi leelamar de lo yadia, chaychi lamar de lo yada. Right, cry for Mar Delo Yadia that doesn't know, laugh at Mar that he doesn't know, meaning whatever Hashem does, laughing, crying, Vailai Lamar Delo Yada Beitavavish. Woe to Mar that doesn't know the difference between good and bad, whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for the person, they reject HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rahman al-Islam. Period. Next. Okay, we're still darshaning, Sukkim, Rav Yochanan, in the name of Rashbi. Vayavo kol sari melech bavel, vayishu b'shara tavech. What happened by the Churban Abayis? The kings of Babel came and they sat in the Tavech gate. So there is no gate called the Tavech gate in the Beis HaMikdash. So what does that mean? So, Amar B'yochanan B'shem Rishon B'yachai, it's a Tavech is from the Lashon of Chotech, of cutting. Makom Shemechatchin Bo Halachas. They sat in the place where Halachas were cut. Halachas were cut, meaning by the Lishkas HaGazis, in the Sanhedrin, by the Beis HaMikdash. Right, we had this before in the Masechta, way back in the beginning. Right, we had the Kresi Uplesi. Right, the Ur V'tumim Kresi Shekarsin U'Mataman Es Dvarav. We had it back in the first parak. Right, so that's also Mechatchim Bo'Halachas. Halachas are considered cut. Amar of Papa. So Hayna Demarinchi. This is what it means to say Ba'asra Demare Tali Leizayne, in the place that the Mare, the master, hangs his weapons, his Ziyun Taman. There Kulbaraya, the disgusting shepherd. The Naval shepherd, Rashi says, Kul Satala hangs up his pitcher, his jug. That's what it means. In the sitting where the Sanhedrin was, you have these kings of Bavel sitting there now. Good. Amar Chizah, Amar Bir Bayaba, Mai Dechsiv, back to the kings. So we had a little foray into statements of Rav Yochanan in the name of Rashbi, and now we get back to discussing the evil kings. Mai Dechsiv al Sade Ish Atzel Atzarti. Pasuk in Mishlei. I pass by the lazy man's field. V'al Kerem Adam Chasar Lev. I pass by the vine of the man who does not have a heart. V'idei Alakulokim Shonim. It all has thorns. Kasupanav Charulim. It also different kinds of thorns. V'gedra Avanav Nehersa. And the gate the stone gate has fallen down. So that's obviously a mushal in Mishlei. So al sada ish al avarti ze achas lazy. V'al karb adam chaser lev ze menashe. He doesn't think. V'al ala kulo kimshonim ze amon. It has thorns. Kasu upon of charulim ze Yehoyakim. Yehoyakim. Together avadim nersa ze tzidkiyahu shenachar beis hamigdash be yamav. This is all the flow of events. All the kings of reading Sefer Malachim. Reading Sefer Malachim does not give someone such chizik in terms of Jewish governments in history, in terms of how many, the ratio of evil kings and righteous kings. But again, that's Sefer Malachim. That was meant to teach us. It was part of Nevi'im, meant to teach us. Amar Rav Chisda, Amar Yirmiyahu bar Abba. Arba kitos ena makabels p'nei Hashchina. There are four groups of people that are not makabel p'nei Hashchina. Four groups of people. Kat leitzim, those who mock. Kat leitzim, kat shakranim, the kat of liars, kat chanefim, those who are machnif, those who flatter in an inappropriate way, kat mesapre lashon hara, those who discuss lashon hara. If you want to just look in the Shari Tshuva, I didn't bring it here, but there's a Rabbeinu Yonah in the Shari Tshuva in Chela Gimel, starting with Kuf Ayin Dalad. Chela Gimel Kuf Ayin Dalad, he has about 100 simanim about these four kitot. There are 10 types of leitzim, and there are 15 types of mesapre lashon hara, and there are these types. So if anybody wants in-depth analysis of these four kitot, so that's Rabbeinu Yonah. These four are not makabel the Pnei Hashchina. The Magalit Hashah says, if you want to remember them, it's Chashmal. Chashmal. Chashmal are the Chanefim and the Shakranim and the Mesaper Lashon Hara and the Leitzanim. Chashmal, they are not makabel Pnei Hashchina. Kal Leitzim, and we'll get back to them in a minute. Kad leitzim, dechsiv, let's read the psukim first. Dechsiv, mashach yado, es lo tesev. Hashem pulls back his hand from those who mock. Those who mock, right? That's the mocking. A leitz is someone who could take a serious situation and one little comment of leitzanis is ruins it. Rebbe could be giving a shiur. Any teacher knows this. Any, right, you're giving a shiur, everybody could be into it. One foolish comment by a student, the whole shiur is finished. The whole shiur is finished. That's leitzanis. They could pop a balloon. That's a little bit. One comment, boom, the whole thing is finished. That's a leitz. So Hashem pulls his hands away from leitzanim. Kat shakranim, dechsiv, dover shkarim, lo yikon neged einoi. Somebody who speaks falsely won't be next to me. Won't be next to me, right? We have this already. This was the ruach of Navos, who went to seduce Achav to go to battle. So this is what Hashem says. You have to be tsay. You have to leave. Because even though you're doing the right thing, but I can't be near Sheker. Right? Even though we know Kadosh Baruch Hu himself was Mishanim b'Bnei HaShalom. The Gemara says in Yivamis, but I guess a different level. Kad Chanefim, Dechsiv, Kilo Lefanav Chanef Yavo. Not in front of him, in front of Hashem will flatterers go. Kat Mesapri Lashon Hara, Dechsiv, Kilo El Chafetz Resha Ata. But Hashem won't want the wickedness. Lo yugurcha ra, it won't live by him ra. Tzadik ata v'lo yehi magurcha ra. He is a Hashem is a tzadik, and he won't have ra near him. He won't have ra near him. What does that have to do with lashon hara? What does that pasuk have to do with lashon hara? It's nothing to do with lashon hara. It's just to do with ra. So I saw all the achronim trying to figure out. Rashi also, the Rishonim. Rashi tries to figure out what does that have to do with. Rashi, maybe it's the end of the pasuk. Rashi's next pasuk says ta'abed dovrei kazav ish damim. And it says, Kirvam Havuvos Kever Pasuach Gronam. So Rashi tried to say it's in the continuation of the Psukim. But I saw the Taras Chaim says that anybody who's Motzi Zera Levatala is Nikra Ra. Another Chazal. Anybody who's Motzi Zera Levatala is Nikra Ra. And somebody who's Chote Bilshono and Imsapra Lashon Hara, it's like Motzi Zera Levatala. You have all this Zera, you have all this power inside of me to produce things, and I'm just Motzi Levatala. So that's the ra. That's the gzera shava, ra in the pasuk. Interesting Gilyoni Hashas here. Yosef Engel quotes a Mabit. The Mabit in Beis Elokim quotes what's unique about these four that are not Makabel Pnei Hashchina. So the Mabit says even if they would do tshuva, they would get Olam Haba, but they wouldn't be Makabel Pnei Hashchina. They would never be able to reach. These Averis are so ingrained in a person, and they're so reflective of a warped and evil neshama, so that they, even if they would do tshuva, says the Mabit, Yesh lam tainik bolam haba, avo lo sheyizku l'kabel Pnei Hashchina. And the Gedolei Hashas just says, I don't understand where that comes from. Acher bakashas mechila rabba, malas kvodo shalom abit. I don't understand this. The worst Averis could do tshuva. I'm not saying why we wouldn't be able to do tshuva. He just leaves it for Sarachian. Where does the Mabit get this? That this chazal of Eina Makal Pnei Hashchina means, you know, even if they did tshuva. But he just leaves it as a Sarachian. Why dafka these four wouldn't be able to do full tshuva? Unclear. Okay, weiter. Amar Rav Chisda, Amar Rav Yirmiyah, Bar Abba, Maidach Seh Lo Su'unei Lecha Ra. What does the Pasuk mean? That Ra'a won't get to you, v'nega lo yikrav alecha, there won't be any nega in your ohel, lo su'unei lecha ra'a. What does that mean? Shelo yishlop ahen yitzahara. The bracha is that yitzahara shouldn't be sholit on you. V'nega lo yikrav alecha. And there shouldn't be any nega in your tent. So Chazal tell us, ohel means isha, beso zuishto, ohel zuishto, person's ohel. Shelo timsa ishtacha, safik nida, b'shashatavu menaderech. The bracha is that the person shouldn't find his wife a suffik nida when he comes home. What do you mean, suffik nida? So Rashi quotes that suffik nida is worse than vade nida. If a person comes home and he says, his wife says, I'm a nida. Okay, what can you do? This is part of life. But suffik, oh, a suffik. Really, are you? Are you sure? It's much harder to control ourselves when it's only a doubt. We can rationalize and try to be more a heter. So that's worse, a worse situation. Suffik is worse, Rashi says, than a vada. It's the second to last Rashi on the Amud. Kashalo, kishiyim says, isha suffik nida, yoser mi nida vadais. Right, that's the Rashi. And where is this quoted? This is even quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch, where? The last siman in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. The Rama quotes, what should one be nizhar in Aser Yisrei Tshuva? Right, everything. But the Rama Shulchan Aruch quotes, well known. Ava bishido nizhar mi pashal akam Aser Yisrei Tshuva tzorach li zahir. Pas Yisrael should be nizhar in during Aser Yisrei Tshuva. And then the Rama adds, v'yesh l'chal adam l'chapes v'lefas beis b'maisav. V'lashuv behem b'yud yimei tshuva. V'safik avera tzorach yoser tshuva me avera vadai. So even tough rage gimel. You got to do more tshuva for a suffik aveira than a vadi aveira, says the Rama. Ki yoser mischaret kishe yodea she'asa misheni yodea. Not only is it harder to control, the Rama adds, after I do an aveira, if I did a vadi aveira, fine, I'll do tshuva. If I did a suffik aveira, did I really do it? Oh, it wasn't really an aveira. It was only a suffik. Lachain, that's why the Rama adds, a separate topic, karban asham talui, Hutzrach lios yoser biyoker mechatos. And Asham Tali is a very expensive carbon. Asham Tali is brought whenever we do an Aveira that if I knew for sure I did it, I would bring a carbon chatos. And Asham Tali I bring if I'm not sure if I did it. I wasn't sure if it was kosher or not. So that's Asham Tali is worth more. Because to symbolize, to reflect. Again, it's another one of those details in Kachim that teach us something. Right? That's to realize that Asham Tali is worth more, because it's only a suffik aveira. And finally, and then we'll move, the Gra. The Gra says, when Hashem is talking to Kayin, and Hashem says, im teitiv seis, if you do better, fine. Vim lo seitiv la pesachatas roveit, says the Gra. What does that mean? That a person will never do an aveira if a person has strong armor. If he's totally closed up, if he doesn't give any pesach, any little opening, so then the Yetzara can't get to him. He's totally protected. When does the Yitzhar get in? When a person is not so sure of himself. When there's a little opening. When there's a little Pesach. When there's a little Suffolk. When there's a little doubt. Right? If I know for sure I have to go to work and I have to get up for that minyan, boom, I'll get up. But if I want to get up to learn. I don't have to go to work today. I'm going to go to the later minyan. Right? Whenever there's a little Suffolk, a little doubt, you know, that's what it's going to be. Well, because we're not as strong, if this is for sure what has to be. So the Gra says that's what the Chazal give the mashal about a zvuv. A zvuv only attacks a scab on a person when there's a little scratch. If a person has perfect skin, complete skin, the bug can't get in there. That's what the Chazal said. So the Gra says, im teitiv kayin, if you do well and perfect and wonderful, sa'ace, great. Vim lo seitiv, but if you're not perfect and strong and complete in your tshuva, lepesach, Chatas Roveis, at the doorway. It's open a little bit. There's a little suffix there, a little doubt. Forget it. He's going to be able to put the foot in the door, and then he'll be able to get in. Lepesach Chatas Roveis. That's what he says. Okay. Good. Let's continue. Says the Gemara. Where are we? fourth to last line. Dabar Acher, another pshat of this pasuk. Lo su'une lech ara shelo yav suscha chalamos ra'im v'rim ra'im. You shouldn't have bad dreams. Bad dreams shouldn't scare you. V'negar leikah balecha shelo yehelocha ben o talmid shemachtiach tafshilo barabim. What does it mean? Your ohel, she shouldn't see a nega on your ohel, that you have a student or a son that burns his food in public. It means he does inappropriate actions in public. Adkan Berach Aviv. So if you look at that Perkat Tehillim, so up until now, these sound like brachas that David HaMelech gave Shlomo. Right? As Rashi says, David Aviv L'Shlomo Beno, these sounds like things that David HaMelech would say. Meaning from outside, you shouldn't have a Yetzahara, you should be able to control yourself, you shouldn't have any problems from the outside. But now, Adkan, Mikan Ve'elach Berach So Imo. Now you can assume the rest was written by Batsheva. Or was wished by Batsheva. Ki malachav yitzav alach l'shbracha b'chol d'rachacha l'kapayim b'se'uncha v'chulu al-shach ha'fesin t'drog. You should be able to walk on the lions. So, all those types of brachas that Rashi quotes. Mehamrachas ha'lev sheyesh la mispala b'nashi yinatzel me'evan yigaf. He shouldn't trip anywhere. He shouldn't have any internal problems. That was the bracha of a mother. Mikan ve'elah brachas ha'shamayim. And the rest is really a bracha from Hashem. Why? Because what does it say? Ki v'chashak v'afalteyu. He wanted me, and I will save him. Only Hashem can be talking like that. Asagveyu ki yad Hashemi. I will strengthen him because he knew my name. Yikre'eini ve'e'enehu. He will call me and I will answer him. Imo anochi b'tzara, achatzeya v'achavdeyu. Orach yemem espiyeyu. I'll give him long life. V'arehu bishu asi. And I will show him my Yeshua. So that little parak in Tehillim, Tehillim Tzadik Aleph, is really three sections. Three, obviously, it's Tehillim. So Tehillim wasn't written by David. But we know different parts of Tehillim had originally different authors. Adam Arishon, Abraham, B'nai Korach, right? Different authors. Okay, Amar Shem Ben Lakish. My Dev Sivi Yimana Mirsham Aram, Uzra Ramati Shaver. He will keep the light from the wicked, and the strong arm he will break. Mipnei Ma Ayin Shal Risham Teluya. In the Siddur, in the Eov, the word Rishaim, the Ayin is raised. The letter Ayin is raised. So it's as if the Ayin is not there, as if it spells Rushim. Kiva Chanasa Adam Rush Milamata, Nasa Rush Milamala. Once a person is, if a person becomes Rush Milamata, poor below, meaning people start hating him, so generally that might be a reflection that he's hated up above. Meaning like the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Kosher Riyah Ruach Abrios Nochei Menu, Ruach Amakom Nochei Menu. But if Ein Ruach Abrios Nochei Menu, right, if people don't like him, so then Ein Ruach Amakom Nochei Menu. There's another Girsa in the Yad Ramah. The Yad Ramah has another Girsa, which might be the Girsa of the Rambam also. Kiva Shanase Rosh, put an Aleph in there. When a person gets a big position Milamata, so that means he's not Merutze Lamala. And the Shom Shana Balacha gathers 10 Chazals on either side. When a person gets a big position Milamata, does that mean Hashem loves him or Hashem does not like him? All the different Chazals that go on either side of the fence. That's what he looks here. Okay. Good. Velo Nechtave Klal. So the Gemara says, if you want the ayin out, so why do you write the ayin in the first place? So Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar, Chad Amar B'Kvodo Shel David, Chad Amar B'Kvodo Shel Nechemya Mechekliya. No, because David and Nechemya both had many people that did not like them. So therefore, you can't say, you know, once they, every person who becomes, let's go with the Adar Mazgirsa, that it becomes a Rosh, Bilamatim, it becomes a head that he's hated up above, because these obviously were not hated up above. So therefore, you didn't want to say it totally, the pasuk with this message, that's why you put the Aleph, the Ayin in there, but just a little raised. Tanur Rabbanan. Menashe Hayashone Chamishim V'Chamisha Panim B'Tores Kohanim. Keneged Shani Malchuso. Menashe was a huge Talmud Chacham. He darshined Vayikra in 55 ways. 55 different ways he darshined Torah's Kohanim. Achav, Shmonim v'chamisha, 85 ways. Yerava, Me'avishlosh, 103. Unbelievable, Tamid HaChachamim. Says the Marsha, what's the message of this Chazal? Don't say that these people lost their Olam Haba out of ignorance. It wasn't out of ignorance. They knew plenty. They knew drushus. They knew everything. And yet they were morid. Right? That's why they lost their Olam Haba. Right, the other Mefarshim explained they were Osik Shelo Lishma. Even if they were Osik, they were Osik Shelo Lishma. Tanya, Ahaya, Rabbi Meir Omer, Avshalom, Ein Lo Chelav Olam Haba. Avshalom was Olam Haba. Another one, not just, again, there's going to be groups of people and individuals throughout this Gemara that were not listed in the Mishnah. So here's the first one. Avshalom lost his olam haba. Shenemar vayaku as Avshalom vayimisuhu. They hit Avshalom and they killed him. So the question is, the riff in Ein Yaakov says, why doesn't it say vayaku vayimisuhu as Avshalom? Why do you have the phrase es Avshalom in the middle? So that's why we darshan. Vayaku as Avshalom is one phrase. Vayaku olam hazeh vayimisuhu olam haba. That's what it must mean. Tanya, Rishim and Elazar, Omer, Rishim and Rabbi Meir, Achaz v'Achazya v'chol Malchei Yisrael, Shekasuv v'hen v'yasar Rabbeinu Hashem, lo chayin v'lo nidonin. Achaz, Achazya, and all the Malchei Yisrael, meaning not the Malchei Yehuda, all the Malchei Yisrael, where it says they did evil, they are not going to live and they're not going to be judged. What does that mean? They're basically going to be in an eternal state of limbo. Right? Lo chay, they're not going to live in Olam Haba, even though lo nidonin, they're not going to be judged because they were Malchei Yisrael. So they'll just be in eternal state, which maybe on the one hand is worse. You don't get burned and then able to finish. But v'gam dam naki shafach Menashe arbi ma'od. Menashe spilled a lot of blood. Ad asher mile es Yerushalayim pelapet. Until the streets of Yerushalayim were filled with blood. Levad mechata so asher echleis Yisrael Yehuda la'asos Rabbeinu Hashem. Besides the averis that he caused the Jews to do. So what does it mean that the whole Yerushalayim was filled with blood? You can fill the whole city with blood. So think back to Nebuzaradan a few days ago. That was pretty bad. Hundreds of thousands of people in one spot. But hacha targimu shaharag Yeshaya. One shot is that he killed Yeshayahu Anavi. Right, that's what it means. The whole city was filled. He's killing a Navi, Yeshaya. B'ma'arava Amri, sha'asa tselem masui elef b'nei Adam. And Eretz Yisrael, they said, this drasha, that he had an idol that was the weight of 1,000 people had to carry it. That's how heavy it was. 1,000 people. U'b'chol yom b'yom horei kulam. And every day, it killed them. Meaning, the Yad Ramah explains, that he had them carry this idol. He made them make a new idol every day, not make a new idol, but carry this idol, and it was too heavy for them. So the idol killed them. The idol crushed them. So every day, the idol crushed 1,000 people. So in one fell swoop, Achav, and what the Marsha says, he was able to do Avodah Zarah and Shvichas Damim. Just like that. Avodah Zarah and Shvichas Damim, the same act. Right? So that was the type of worship that this idol needed. This self-sacrifice. Carry, and in that way, have human sacrifice. Unbelievable. Come on, Azlaha Damar Avarachana. According to who did the following go? Shkula, Neshama Shal Tzadik Echa Kenegad Kol HaOlam Kulo, Kaman Damar, Yeshaya Harag. Right, according to the one who says, the whole world is Kenegad one Neshama, right, of the Tzadik, that's like Yeshaya, because it says the whole Yerushalayim was filled with blood. Ksiv Pesav, Ksiv Psilim, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, B'tchila Asala Parts of Echad. First, Achav made a one-faced idol. Ulubasof Asla Arba Partsufim. Then he made four face. Kadesha Teroesh Tirashrina Vitichos. So whenever you went into the base of Migdash, you saw the idol from whichever direction you came in, which would cause terrible ka'as Takarish Baruch. Achaz Hamidus. So now we'll go through a little step by step how each king tried to do something worse than the previous one. Achaz Hamidu Baliya. Achaz put the idol in the upper stories of the Mikdash. Shneamar v'esam isbachos asher al hagag alias achas v'gomer. Menashe hemidu beheichol. Menashe moved it one down into the heichol. Shneamar v'yasam ispesel asher asher asa bebayis asher amar Hashem al David v'shlomo beno bebayis hazeh u'b'yushalayim asher bacharti mikol shifte Yisrael asum et shmi la'olam. Right, Hashem's name is in the heichol. And then Amon hechnitz lebeis katshe ha'kadashim. Amon put it into the Kodesh Kadashim. Shenemar, ki katsar hamita mehistareya. The bed is too small from lying down. Vahamasecha tsara ki hiskanes. And the blanket is too thin to wrap yourself up in. So what do those mean? My ki katsar hamita mehistareya. Amar of Shimon Achmeni, Amar Bionason. Ki katsar hamita zemilis tarar olav. Shnei reim ke echad. The bed is too small to have two reim inside, meaning Hashem and this Avodah Zarah. Right, you can't. So Hashem says, "You're here. I have to leave." That's why the Shekhinah had to leave, and the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. My v'hamaseichat sarah v'chulu amar shomer nachmeni, Rabbi Yonasan ki avimati lahai kra havikabachi. When Rabbi Yochanan got up to this pasuk, he used to cry. Misha kasa bo konis kanei mehayam. The one who it says about that he gathered the waters, meaning Hashem te'asal maseichat sarah. So an avodah zara is going to be his rival, meaning it's terrible. Hashem had to leave. That the Hashem really the whole world. Hashem is in control of him, and now he feels that he has to leave. Masecha Sarah, and the Maharal explains that it's such a lowly rival, such a piece of nothing. That's where he was crying about. Next, Achaz bitalasu avoda v'chasam es haTorah. Achaz was mavatal the avoda, and he closed off the Torah. What does that mean? Rashi quotes. I thought it was the Marsha. Not down Rashi, but I think it's the Marsha. The Marsha says that he closed off the yeshivas. He closed off the yeshivas. Right, I think it's the Marsha. He closed off the yeshivas, and in that way, he closed off the Torah. Chasam as a Torah. Shenemar, tsor to Udah. He was tsor. He wrapped up, he tied up to Udah, our testimony, meaning the Torah. Chasum Torah belimudai. Menashe, so even though yesterday, the last line we did yesterday was about a different king, was wiped out the names of Hashem, here it says, Menashe, Kadaras Vaskaras, Vaharas Vazamizbeach. Amon, Sarafes HaTorah, Vehelos Shemamis, Algame Mizbeach. And Amon put Shemamis on the Mizbeach. What does that mean? Rashi says it means cobwebs, the spiders. It was so not in use that spider, they had cobwebs on top of the Mizbeach. The Avrama says, no, it was just a type of tummy bird that he sacrificed on the Mizbeach. Achaz hitirasa erva. Menashe ba'al achoso. Amon ba'al imo. All these terrible acts. And maybe that's where the Avrama says, the Marsha says, that maybe that's where he got his name. Amon, from Ima. Like Moav, Me'av. So Amon, same thing. Shenemar, kihu Amon, hirba ashma. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Lazar, chad amr shesaref is a Torah, v'chad amr shebal imo. Amr lo, imo, klum yishtacha hanam, yimachab shiyasasim imenu. His mother says, you getting any pleasure from this? What are you doing? He was raping his mother. So you getting any pleasure from this? Amr le, klum ani osa elo lahachis es bari. I'm not doing this for pleasure. I'm doing this to make God angry. So wait a minute. Say something about that. Yoyakim came and said, you know what? The earlier kings, they didn't know how to anger God. Watch me. You think we need the sun? We have this gold that lights up the world. We could take his sun. But they said to him, but everything is a shigad, isn't it? Shenemar. He had some wise advisors. Liyah kasav liyah zav no mashem tzvakos. Amar lahem kfar natna lanu. He already gave it to us. Shenemar, shemayim shemayim lashem. V'yoraz nasa alav ne'adam. Now it's ours. So what's the big problem? Says the Sichas Musar. What's amazing in page Nun Beis in the new version. What's amazing is that he obviously believed in God. He believed in God. He's talking to God. We don't need God. He believed in God. I'm doing this to anger God. And yet that didn't affect his actions. Said the Sichas Musar, sometimes a kofar, you could believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu deep, deep down, and then just go against at a certain level of kfir. If you're somebody's an agnostic, fine, whatever, nothing. But if somebody here, he believed in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he believed it, he says, I'm doing this to be margiz, my creator. That's what he says. You know what the root is? That's what taiva does. We don't understand this, because we don't have the taiva. We don't have the taiva anymore for Avodah Zarah. But in those, like we had a couple of days ago, Abaye, if you would be here, you'd be running after me. You'd be running after me with your coattails. But that's what taiva does. That we can understand. If somebody has a taiva for a certain arayas, then even if it doesn't make sense, they can't control themselves. They can't control themselves. How can you do it? I know, and I'm doing it anyway. That's what the taiva for Avodah Zarah was. It was a taiva that you knew HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And yet, that didn't help. That didn't help. Okay, maybe we'll do another Sichas Musar at the start off tomorrow, Baruch Hashem, and then we will continue. We'll get into Micha, right? Kessel Micha. That's tomorrow's daf.